Now, a question that has millions of Californians waiting anxiously for an answer. What happens if the nation's second largest city goes bankrupt? Los Angeles hopes it doesn't find out, but the city is struggling with a budget deficit now approaching $1 billion. And as officials cut spending, everyone is feeling the pinch, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The neighborhood of West LA is quiet, middle class, and nondescript. I can say that. I live there. It boasts a mini civic center with a little courthouse, a police station, and a satellite city hall around a public plaza that should be nicer than it is, says Jay Handel, president of the neighborhood council.
Here we've got seven of our lights that are supposed to protect the citizens who walk through here during the evening are out, and they have been out for weeks and weeks. Had you have come here Saturday night, you would have seen the area completely underwater because the drainage system hasn't been fixed in years, and it's because of the budget issues that we have.
And Handel says the impacts of budget cuts don't just affect quality of life issues. They can affect life itself, like the cutbacks at the fire department.
They reduce the manpower and don't have certain engines or paramedic units working a particular day.
So on that day, help may have to come from farther away. And it's only going to get worse. L.A. still needs to cut more than $200 million by July 1st, and the city's facing a deficit of close to $500 million next fiscal year. The political struggle over how to close those gaps led Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa to make an unprecedented appearance before the city council this week.
Please, if we could have some quiet in the chambers and welcome Mayor Villaraigosa.
Council member Jan Perry's request was ignored by a throng of city employees who packed the chamber.
Okay, and if we could show some respect, please.
They were booing the mayor because he's ordered city managers to eliminate 1,000 jobs now, with more to come.
I do not see a scenario where there will not be layoffs, not only in this year, but next year as well.
City officials have drawn up a list of positions on the chopping block. They run the gamut from assistant city attorneys to clerks to truck drivers to calligraphers. Yes, L.A. has a staff of 5 calligraphers for drafting proclamations and such. Villaraigosa implored the council to realize the urgency of the city's financial situation.
We will not be able to meet our obligations sometime in the summer if we don't act now.
Which sounds so much nicer than bankruptcy. Still, the city council has voted to delay possible layoffs for 30 days while other options are explored. Councilmember Janice Hahn said she didn't see how getting rid of 1,000 city workers would help anything.
That's 1,000 people that aren't paying their mortgage. That's 1,000 people that aren't shopping in our stores. And I don't want to contribute to this bad economy by laying off people in what I think is the worst possible time.
Meanwhile, the council and the mayor are closer to agreement on other options, such as leasing to private companies seemingly everything LA's got, from the convention center to city garages to the zoo. But political analyst Derry Schrago thinks city government may have a hard time cutting a favorable deal with the private sector right now.
If you're behind the eight ball, somebody's going to figure out they can take advantage of you, and they probably will. I mean, you don't want to be bargaining when you're in a panic mode.
Many cities are short of cash as revenues have tanked along with the economy. But two things make L.A. different. First, initiatives passed in California make it difficult to raise taxes. Second, because of the sheer size of L.A., a city bankruptcy could have impacts felt across the nation, says Schrago.
At the stock market, it gets freaked out by potential problems in Greece. You can imagine what it'll do about potential problems in L.A., and so it could have a very dramatic impact nationally.
The dramatic impacts created in L.A. usually just draw crowds to the local multiplex. But in L.A.'s real economic life, the thrills, chills, and narrow escapes are likely to last for years, and a happy ending is not guaranteed. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.